This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is terrible because you eliminate the individual employer mandate, which we all want eliminated, but we actually have a overall solution to the problem of Obamacare. So you're going to have increased premiums, and most of Obamacare stays in place if the skinny bill becomes law. Not only do we not replace Obamacare, we politically own the collapse of health care. I'd rather get out of the way and let it collapse than have a half-assed approach where it is now our problem.
Senator Lindsey Graham calling it a half-assed approach, talking about the skinny repeal on Obamacare. So will it come down to a yay or a nay? It's not looking good. Republicans are realizing that there could be a big problem, and it has to do with mathematics. So as much as it looks like there might have been something that would happen, it doesn't seem to be happening yet at this point. It's a late night. Pizza deliveries and soda flows on the Senate floor. Let's put it that way. But in all seriousness, it affects everybody listening to my voice. No matter where you stand, no matter what stripes you put on your back, whatever you label yourself, we have the common denominator of being human beings and we care about our health care. Do we even understand what's at stake or what's not at stake or what could happen or what might not happen or what should happen and what isn't happening? What would it do? What would it mean? There's problems. And we know those problems never got fixed when the first health care package was rammed down our throat, the ACA. Because the understanding was, as all of you know, it was a gazillion pages of War and Peace, only it really affected all of us. And what were we told? Well, what didn't work, we'll fix. We had to get it through, we'll work on it. But those the things that get worked on don't get worked on. It's like an old house. You buy it. Oh, we're going to fix it up. Ah, foreclosure, no problem. It's going to be like flip this house on HGTV, only it never is. It never is. And this is what we're in the middle of now again. So the repeal-only health amendment failing in the Senate. Failing in the Senate. That's what the scoop is. It's, you know, the repeal-only thing. It's just not, you know, this is why this whole skinny thing. It didn't work. So in the skinny repeal bill, what does it mean? What does it mean? What was the scoop on this? The slimmed down package would do away with the individual market, pretty much. What would happen is it would repeal the individual mandate. So adios, 86. To the requirement that nearly every American have insurance or pay a penalty. And the mandate is something that is stuck in the crawls of so many of us. So, okay, yeah. But there's other parts of this that aren't quite, this don't quite make sense. And that's the problem. What's going to happen with the states? It gets kicked back to the states. What do the states do? The pre-existing conditions, I don't see how that's going to stay. And that's, we've been told that. But what does that mean for the states, and how can they ensure that? Because they can't waive the rules that bans insurers from rejecting consumers or charging them more because they have a pre-existing condition. So there's some confusion on that. The medical device tax would be gone for 3 years, be eliminated. The original bills would have gotten rid of it completely. The Republicans in both chambers would eliminate support, because we saw that already with the House. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Public Health Fund, that would be about $1 billion annually, or 12% of their budget. Because, you know, here's the deal. It was supposed to help for the prevention of heart disease and strokes and diabetes and lead poisoning and all that stuff. However, supposedly it's more like a slush fund and has been used on things like Zumba classes. So who's going to disagree with that? Nobody. We'll see. What does it mean with the subsidies? Under Obamacare, low and moderate income Americans can qualify for federal subsidies. Low income consumers can get additional subsidies to reduce the deductibles and out-of-pocket payments. The House and Senate repeal bills would change the premium subsidy structure. So it would be based, they would base payments on age, income gap, all that, you know, so much would be mixed into it. So there's would be confusion on this anyway, but it hasn't, you know, so it's what's in the vote, what's going to happen there. The skinny, like I said, the skinny bill, does it go or does it get jammed? And that's ultimately the question that's being asked. Where does it go from, you know, where does it go from here? Besides that, there's so much happening in Washington, D.C. It's crazy. And when I say it's crazy, you've got the totally bananas, nutbally Scaramucci Priebus fight that went so public, which is so ridiculous. You have Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, saying if Trump wants him gone, that's fine. Whatever happens, it's up to him. You have the Russia sanctions that are awaiting Trump to sign it because it's a definite. They can't, he can't do anything about it. The Senate passed a bunch of legislation that slaps new sanctions on Russia. And the bill gives Congress new powers to block the president from easing sanctions against Moscow. So this is actually a bipartisan piece of legislation, and it pretty much ties his hands when it comes to easing any Russian sanctions. So anything there is not happening because there would be no authority. There'd be no authority to do that. You want some help? You're not going to get some help there. Let's put it that way, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, and I have to mention this at the top as a kind of, you know, hats off thing. And I have to, Jordan Morris with a goal in the 88th minute helped the U.S. to win the 2017 Gold Cup, the CONCACAF Gold Cup. And that's pretty exciting. The 22-year-old with a game winner, boom, a 2-1 win over Jamaica. And that actually was played out in Santa Clara, California. How about that? I have to mention it because that's a U.S. victory in a sport that is getting a lot of attention, but it's a sport that a lot of us don't follow too closely. But I think eventually that tide is going to turn somewhat. Coming back, we're going to lighten the load here on America Tonight by taking you to the movies. I actually went to see one of the movies that we'll look at, and I'm going to give it a thumbs up. That's your big hint. So rest your feet, relax. We're going to the theater next on ATN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy.
Too funny and hard to interrupt. There's no doubt. It's very tough to walk by the concession stand and not want to grab something, especially if you smell that popcorn. But what's happening inside the theater? Charlize Theron is in a new movie, or Theron is in a new movie that's getting a little bit of buzz, but not sure how good it is. I like her acting chops, but maybe this was not the right project. It's called Atomic Blonde. Take a listen.
Someone set me up. Someone from the inside.
Lorraine. There's a double agent hunting our operatives in Berlin. Your mission, find out who did this. Remember, trust no one. Your contact is David Percival. Well, what was your first impression?
Disaster.
Berlin has its own set of rules.
I trust you, then, as far as I can throw you.
You sent me into Hornet's Nest. But then you knew that, didn't you?
Fasten your seatbelt.
The clock is ticking.
I'm impressed.
All right, so Atomic Blonde, she's an agent who is, of course, doing what she's supposed to do, an impossible mission, going to Berlin by herself, getting the dossier, and she has to help this destabilized city. Kind of sounds like it could be a good, interesting movie. Here's what one reviewer said. Zero emotional stakes and a plot that is both difficult and seemingly pointless to follow. There's a fundamental emptiness behind all the flash. 77% Rotten Tomatoes, which is kind of in the middle. I say you wait for it to stream. I really like her work, but maybe this isn't the right one. James McAvoy's in it. John Goodman's in it. I like some of the actors, but I would punt and wait to stream. Emoji Movie. There may be some kid interest in this. Let's kick to that one.
Look, who just sent me a text?
Addie McAllister?
What should I say? Just play it cool.
Welcome to the world inside your phone, where everyone is expected to act one way their whole life.
Aw, snuff! Ow.
My name is Gene, and I'm supposed to be a meh.
Meh.
You know, like, meh, who cares? But my problem is, I have more than one emotion.
Check this out.
Huh? Huh?
Son, please tell me you weren't laughing just now. What if you get sent out on the phone making the wrong face?
Dad, I'll make the right face. Then I would finally fit in.
Sweetie, you're so handsome when you make that face. I think he's ready, Mel.
That's our user, Alex.
We have an incoming text.
We are go for meth.
Who, me?
What's he doing?
He's making the wrong face.
Welcome to the Loser Lounge, where the emojis who never get used hang out.
What's up, High Five?
I'm an emoji. I gotta have some sort of purpose here.
I'm gonna help you. We need to get off the phone and find the source code.
Then I can fit in.
Let's roll, my Felicia.
First, we have to get through this firewall. What's Alex's girlfriend's name again?
It was Tina.
Access denied.
Karen. Sarah. I want to say Lupita, but that doesn't feel right now. I'm saying it out loud.
I think you're pretty cool just the way you are.
Nobody leaves the phones! Delete them!
My feelings are huge. Maybe I'm meant to have more than just one emotion.
Where am I?
Candy Crush. Divine. Sweet.
Oh, I'm never eating another piece of candy ever again.
High Five, don't do it. Don't you do it. It's already been in there once.
Okay, son, what do we do after we go potty?
Should we wash our hands?
We're number two.
Ooh, this might be rough to see, but for kids, I think they would like it. It's PG. It's 1 hour, 31 minutes, kid-friendly. T.J. Miller's in it. James Corden's in it. Stephen Wright's in it. Patrick Stewart's in it. Christina Aguilera is in it. So a lot of voices, and they all live in the bustling city of Texopolis. Get it? Texopolis. A lot of texting going on, if you know what I mean. So I would say if you got kids and they're real young, they might love it. It might be hard to sit through, so maybe you run to the concession stand and keep hustling up the food so you don't have to sit there and suffer through it. All right, last one is called, and it's out there already, and I just went to see it. I'm going to give you a review. Here's a little snippet of it, Baby Driver.
Shop, let's talk it. The target is an armored truck, a perimeter trust, 10 a.m. sharp. Switch car, baby. Long stay parking space. In the a.m. questions.
I got a question, Doc.
Why would I believe phones over here heard the word you said?
He ain't even listening.
Baby?
The target is an armored truck at Perimeter Trust in Dunwoody, 10 a.m. sharp. The switch car is ready, but you want me to hit the long stay parking structure and get a heist vehicle that stays colder longer? It needs to be ready for an 8:30 start. Questions?
You've been my driver for every job since we met. You're the best in the business.
You behind the wheel again.
One more job and I'm done.
One more job and we're straight.
Hey, baby.
Why is he listening to music all the time?
He had an accident when he was a kid.
He's got mental problems?
I'm the one who got the mental problems in the crew.
position take?
What is your name?
Baby.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
And it's been... The moment you catch feelings is the moment you catch a bullet.
You are my lucky charm, and I'm not doing this job without you.
Your waitress girlfriend, she's cute. Let's keep it that way.
I have to drop again. It's not what I want.
And what do you want?
To get out of here.
Amen.
Amen, baby. Bye.
We are 24 hours from being descended upon by this entire city.
Have you been talking about us?
Go to school on the road, not the cops.
We're getting out. I have to end this.
What's happening, baby?
I love this movie. It was great. You want to see some good action? You want to be entertained? This is my movie of the year right now. 1 hour, 53 minutes. It's a crime film, kind of thriller, rated R, but it's not brutal. Lily James is in it. Jamie Foxx is in it. John Hamm is in it. Ansel Elgort is in it. He is Baby, and it's just so well done. Kevin Spacey is in it. It holds your attention. It's really, really a great movie. I can't say enough about it. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 94% for what that's worth. So if you're looking to be entertained, you like the whole Fast Cars thing, although it's not about that. It's about a whole bunch of other scenarios. I would say thumbs up and go and see it. Or wait to stream it, but you'll love it when you stream it. It is an excellent, excellent movie. From end to end, I liked the entire thing. I haven't said that in a long time, I think, on America Tonight. So if you like those kinds of movies, you know, it's just got everything. It's this whole thing about a last job and about the wheel man and the characters and how they relate and the wheel guy just trying to ditch kind of the shady lifestyle and the crime boss, Kevin Spacey. Baby Driver, thumbs up. Coming up next, 4 Books at Bedtime here on America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help?
That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Yonas Bishared is with us now. We are so excited to speak with him. He's the CEO of StackShare. And as soon as I heard the name of this company, I was intrigued and immediately went and looked it up. So good job on the name. You are the CEO of a company called StackShare. So let's start with the basics. What is a stack, and why is a stack something a company would want to share, Yonas?
Sure, sure. So a stack essentially is just the set of technology that you use to build your company. Today, that really just means the software that you use. And so the reason that people want to share their stack is oftentimes to let other people know how they're building their company, that they're built on new technologies, latest technologies, solid ones. And then also it's great for recruiting purposes. So many software engineering teams actually share the software they use to tell potential candidates essentially which ones they'll be working with, and also explain to folks just how they build things.
So in this scenario where I'm sharing what I would have thought was kind of a company secret or a trade secret, isn't there a danger that I'm giving away information to my competitor that in the past might have been considered a competitive advantage?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, that definitely would have been the case. But now we're just in an era where everyone is using software to build their company. So you've got like the big cloud marketplace type of solutions, you know, AWS, Azure. Pretty much the reason that it's not a secret is that everyone's using these tools, you know. So it's so common that companies not only share which ones they use, they actually start building tools internally that support those other tools, and then they open source them. So it's kind of swung all the way in the other direction, in the sense that companies are now willing to share the technologies that they've built internally because it helps with hiring and it helps with essentially establishing their brand as a company that understands technology.
So I would think that if I'm a tech company with a piece of software that I think companies should be using as part of their stack, a company like yours, StackShare, it becomes one of the most important things in my world, because I'm looking at what my prospective clients are using, and I'm trying to figure out where's the white space that I can then insert myself so that I can make them do their jobs more effectively, more efficiently, but also, in a sense, StackShare almost becomes like a marketing platform. Am I understanding that correctly?
Absolutely, absolutely. For the software vendors, it's a gold mine, right? Because you can actually see exactly which tools that these companies are using, right? So you can see which ones, maybe your competitors, right? You can see which companies they're being used at. And you can also, like you said, say, see where you fit in, right? So for marketers, this is actually the best tool for them. You know, if you hop on a call, if you're on a sales call talking to a prospective client, you can actually in detail describe to them the tool set that they use, right? And better tailor your pitch. So for sales folks, it's great. And then for the companies and the folks making decisions, it's also amazing because you can actually see how other people are solving similar problems, right? So if you're trying to integrate a payments platform, you can actually see which payments platforms all the biggest software companies in the world are using, right? What they're saying about it, what they don't like about it. And so it's really bringing visibility into a world that typically hasn't had it. Ultimately, we exist to help developers make better technology decisions, right? And the way we believe that needs to be done is by showing you what the best teams in the world are using and why. Right. So our mission is really to create that space, that social platform that helps developers share this information. And ultimately what this results in is people choosing better technology and then building better technology on their end and better solutions being brought to the world. So we just believe that this all sort of speeds up the pace at which innovation occurs, right? Because I'm sure you've experienced this as well. You know, a brand new tool can literally transform your workflow, right?
Or destroy it.
Yep.
Or destroy it.
Exactly. Or destroy it. Exactly. You know, it could mean the difference between hating going to work and actually enjoying it. So software actually wields a lot of power in the workplace today. And so what we see is that all of these different solutions are now sprouting up, and there actually needs to be a way to figure out what to use, right? So that's pretty much what we're creating.
So if here's the other side of this. I'm not a developer, let's say. So if we take it from that, how can the idea of stack sharing help me advance in my own career, even if I am not the developer?
Even if you're not the developer. Yeah, so it's interesting that, you know, this concept of sharing the software that you use actually does apply to all of these different departments within a company. And the reason we started with developers was just because developers are the most passionate about the technology that they use, right? If you go to, many times if you go to a developer's Twitter bio, you'll see the technologies that they're passionate about. And so it's very tied to their identity. But when you look at other roles, let's take a marketing role as an example. You know, there's a core set of tools that you use as a marketer, and what you want to understand is, you know, what are other people doing, right? Am I doing this right? Are there other tools that I should be adopting that can actually help me more effectively send emails? So sharing the technologies that you use as a marketer, as an example, actually helps you to understand what other folks are using, right? And so it's kind of a give and take, in a sense, where you can say, hey, here are the things that are helpful for me. What are you using in your day-to-day, right? And so it's actually becoming pretty essential to a lot of different roles. If you're a salesperson and you're going out to look for a sales role and you don't know how to use Salesforce, it's actually a disadvantage, right?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck, right? If you're going up against a candidate that's used Salesforce for the past 10 years, right? They have a leg up because that's how they work, right? That's how information flows within the organization. So it's becoming pretty essential. And what this the opportunity that this presents is that it helps you understand what you need to be up on, right? It helps you understand which technologies you need to know and are sort of essential for your role.
We're talking with Jonas Bashared. He's the CEO of Stackshare. The website is stackshare.io. You know, Jonas, as I'm listening to you, I'm realizing, you know, even if you're not a developer, there's another opportunity here, which is to, in a sense, become the evangelist of sharing your stack within your company because of all the value your company will get from that. And if you become the evangelist and you really get, you know, your the people above you to see the value of participating in StackShare, and after that brings huge value to your company, that's going to help build your career as well, and it's going to put you in a position that you would not have been in had you not understood the value of sharing for your own company. And do you see that kind of thing happening?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the biggest incentive for individuals and companies to share their stacks is actually on the recruiting front. It's interesting. We see all sorts of organic adoption and sharing of stacks on different hiring platforms. And it's because we've created this space for, again, the focus is developers. So you can come to StackShare, and once you share your stack, you get in front of all the other developers, CTOs, VPEs that are looking at these technologies. So the biggest benefit that we see for companies is that they use it as a recruiting tool,
yes.
Not only on StackShare, but on LinkedIn, on other platforms where they can say, hey, you're a developer and you want to understand the technologies we use, go to StackShare, right?
And I'm really saying that even if you're not a developer, you can look at StackShare and begin to realize, where should I be making my next move in my career? What company should I target? Because even if I'm not, there's a lot more people in the world of business that are not developers than there are developers. So if you're listening and you're not a coder at all, participating and getting deeply engaged in StackShare is then going to enable you to use StackShare to find your next better, great job.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and so circling back around to recruitment, the part of the benefit there is even for the non-developers, what they can do is actually see which technologies are important and which ones need to be part of their resume, right? So a lot of this comes back to what does it mean to share your technology stack? Well, as an individual, you can actually share the tools that you use. So it's not just about companies, but it's also about the individual and which technologies are you familiar with, right? So the non-developers are actually it's interesting, you know, if you look at their resumes, they list out the software that they know, right? And so it becomes sort of part of their software stack as well. And it's just increasingly becoming important to pretty much any role.
Yeah, so here's the question. As the CEO of StackShare, what's the biggest, most important lesson you've learned while building your business?
Well, the biggest lesson is really the power of network effects. You know, I think that Facebook has done this obviously very well. LinkedIn has done this well. A lot of companies have now built up these large social platforms. And one of the reasons that they work so well is that when you have this, what's called a network effect, essentially one person's engagement actually increases and improves the experience for other people's experience on the site. And so the biggest lesson is just that, you know, network effects are powerful. And if you can really figure out the different levers to pull and incentivize folks to get engaged on your platform, you can actually impact a number of different types of people that find value in your platform just by engaging one. A great example is actually the software vendors, right? By helping them to get visibility on StackShare, they then go get their customers involved, who are all developers, right? The developers are then evangelizing the SaaS vendor on StackShare, and so it's kind of a circle, and I guess that's the biggest lesson, is just focusing on that and understanding how people get value from your platform is really important.
Jonas Bashared, thanks so much for joining us, CEO of StackShare.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Having a conversation with somebody who just lost a loved one to pancreatic cancer. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a new study out that reveals that snus does not increase the risk for pancreatic cancer, which is pretty interesting because when we're talking about tobacco and we're talking about people having success quitting cigarettes and dip with it and all that kind of thing. And then there was this weird buzz that, well, is it safe and what's the scoop out there? And we've got Dr. Brad Radu with us. He's a professor of medicine at the University of Louisville. And Doc, thanks for coming back on with us. I think we had a conversation once before. First of all, let's talk about the fact of this pancreatic cancer study, because as I mentioned, I don't have many friends who have died from pancreatic cancer, but of course we know it's one of the terrible forms of cancer. And it's interesting, this study that just came out and the effects of that. What can you tell us about the cancer study?
Well, first, Kate, it's great to be here. And
Nice to talk with you again. First, we know that smoking increases the risks for pancreatic cancer. There's no doubt about that. We've known that for several decades. But the most recent finding had to do with Swedish snus, which is a smokeless tobacco product tucked inside the upper lip, causing no spitting. And scientists in Sweden have documented now that there is no risk of pancreatic cancer with snus. And that mirrors other studies done both here in the United States and in Sweden, where we're not seeing any risk. And that's a really good finding for those smokers who want to switch to a far safer tobacco alternative.
Yeah, so what is snus? What is smokeless tobacco for people who didn't hear that conversation we had before?
Well, snus and American moist snuff, they come in loose form, but they also come in small packets or pouches that you can tuck into your upper lip. And they're basically very easy to use. It can be used in any social situation. They deliver nicotine, which doesn't cause any of the diseases linked to smoking. They say that people smoke for the nicotine, but they die from the tar. And when you don't burn tobacco, you don't create any of those hundreds of toxins that end up causing cancers, heart disease, and emphysema. So smokeless tobacco is a vastly safer alternative, and Swedish snus fits the bill for some smokers when they want to go smoke-free.
Yeah, how many adult smokers try to quit every year and then completely fail? They just give up.
Well, we know that a lot of smokers try to quit, and they use all kinds of things. The thing is, the federal government and many health organizations recommend products like nicotine replacement gum and patches, prescription drugs. But unfortunately, they work for only a tiny fraction of smokers. Many smokers need tobacco. They need nicotine, and they're not satisfied if they're not getting that. So switching to a smoke-free alternative like snus or moist snuff, dip, American dip products, or even e-cigarettes is a vastly safer way to get that tobacco satisfaction without that high risk of smoking.
Yeah, and do you find that a lot of people are finally getting turned on to that? I think more and more people are.
Well, I agree with you, Kate, but the problem is that the federal government keeps on its campaign against all tobacco products. The federal government has this vision. It's called a tobacco-free society. And that, in essence, is a prohibition. So the FDA and the CDC come out with blatant campaigns saying that smokeless tobacco causes cancer. And that's simply not true. It's a very, very tiny risk if it's there at all. A federal study last fall concluded that American dip and chew products don't even cause mouth cancer. And now we have this new study where Swedish snus products weren't associated with pancreatic cancer. So we know that these products are vastly safer, and the federal government needs to quit its campaign against these products and allow Americans to switch to safer alternatives.
This study is really significant. I don't think I emphasized it enough at the top. I mean, this is really a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal, and it reinforces other studies. The majority of studies conducted over the past 20 years have been negative with respect to pancreatic cancer. But this is a large study in Sweden. It involved several universities, including the Karolinska Institute, which is Sweden's most prominent medical university. And it's very, very clear the risks aren't there.
Wow, I'll be curious as to see where all of this goes. And so how do you fight the good fight? I mean, you do interviews like this one, right?
Well, I do, and we just need to keep getting the word out. We need to keep pressuring the federal government to start telling the truth about smoke-free alternatives like snus and e-cigarettes. We need to tell them we can no longer tolerate them lying and misleading the American people with respect to these safer alternatives.
All right, Dr. Brad, thank you so much. Good to have you on the show again.
Great being here, Kate.
All right, so with snus in the study, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper here on that. Snus, they say, doesn't lead to an increased risk for pancreatic cancer. That's according to this study from Sweden that was published in a respected international journal of cancer. They say snus is the safest, cleanest, and most discreet form of tobacco around. I know, you know, there's that push-pull over tobacco. And if you know anyone that really struggles with cigarette use, the whole e-cig and snus and et cetera have been lifesavers, honestly, for some because they have such a hard time. Now, a lot of people have had great success quitting cigarettes because of that, because of the switch. It is just fascinating to me as somebody who does not smoke, as somebody who has not struggled with this, but with somebody as somebody who has seen other people struggle with it. And, you know, talking about how comprehensive the study was, because to me, when the studies come out, it's always interesting. They studied 400,000 men, and they didn't find an increased risk among snus users. They also found from previous studies the results were based on a bunch of different strengths, right? So they found that there was no increased risk depending on how much or how long someone had been using it. So as you're listening to this and you're saying, I asked, you know, Dr. Radu about the how significant it was. And the last study was back in 2001. And that, you know, when the cancer warnings on snus cans were removed following the dismissal of any kind of association, I guess, with oral cancer. So then they went back in and, you know, there's this other study. And it means that the last remaining alarm on the Swedish snus and the association with cancer, they say, well, now you can dismiss it because this is how deep this study was. The number of users in Sweden surpassed 1 million, and they actually have the lowest smoking prevalence in Europe at about 11% of their adult population. You think of Europe, because that's really, I think of smokers when I think of Europe, and they say 11% of the adult population compared to the European Union average of 28%. Wow, 28%. Can you imagine that? That's pretty high. But again, that's why it's so significant, especially there, because of, you know, again, what we're talking about and this study saying that if you look at the risk for pancreatic cancer, which is a brutal form of cancer, that's probably a huge relief to a lot of those people, obviously, who are using it. And, you know, there is always that tug of war over smokeless. And in this edition of For Your Health, I think it's interesting to take a look at that. So, and I'm always intrigued to see what people are doing when they're trying to quit one of the hardest habits to quit, and that's smoking cigarettes. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.